This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from W. Gentlemen, what a sight. The helicopter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver. Plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. This is the windshield of a parked car.
Running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about! The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement!
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
And for you older listeners, you know exactly what that is. You've heard that before. From back in the 1870s, I don't know. Back in the 70s, you remember WKRP in Cincinnati? Come on. Don't make me feel here old. So listen, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. I really thought that today we could have some fun. I guess some of you are offended already because I said I want to have some fun with Thanksgiving Day. And in the first, you have to go back and get it if you just joined the show. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5562. But don't bother calling in. You know why? Because today it's pre-recorded. You know why? Because I want to have turkey dinner with my family, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat. I'm going to get bloated. I'm going to probably pass out on the couch. I'll do a whole bunch of things. But talk amongst yourselves. I figure, anyway, you shouldn't be listening to me on Thanksgiving Day. So if you tune in and you decide, look, I can't listen to the whole show, we're going to rebroadcast this on Friday, too. So, you know, it's just a replay of Thursday's show. But hopefully you learned something. I may bore the bejesus out of you in the first hour. But it's a little history of... listen to me, I'm struggling with this. It shouldn't be that hard. It's a little history, right, of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving in this country. And I think it's really irritating to me that all I ever hear about nowadays, right? We're all hearing it, so this is nothing new. At least I hope it's nothing new. You're not that dull, are you? But all we ever hear about is how bad we are, how nasty we were. Right? How Columbus came and just massacred millions of Indians, you know, took the land from them. I'm thinking, last I checked, Columbus never even made it to America. That's number one. If you want to go to the days of the pilgrims, yeah, look at there has been, over the history of the planet, not just the U.S., I'm tired of hearing about how bad we are, but not just the history of the U.S., but the history of the planet. People have taken land from violence for years and years and years. Right? Like I said, this is nothing new. Doesn't mean it's okay. Doesn't mean what went down was okay, but it's yesterday's news. There's very little we could do to fix all of that. And frankly, we did not take all the land from the Native Americans, the indigenous group. Right? Go do your homework. Figure out your own. This is not a full-day history lesson. We're not going to do 3 hours on the history of the U.S. Not going to happen. But what I plan to do in the next hour, too, is we're going to go through some of the presidential speeches for Thanksgiving. Because I am, again... There was a very interesting theme in some of the speeches. And you'll see what it is when I play it. I pulled up four or five. When, you know, Washington and Abraham Lincoln and even Lyndon Johnson. Right? I wanted you to hear what he had to say about Thanksgiving, about what we have to offer. Or what this country has to offer. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I hope some of you are with me here. I am so tired. We have done more good for the world. As a country, what other country has done enough, has done as much for the world as we have? I mean, we are such moronies that we actually go bomb a country into submission that came over here and killed 3,000 plus of our people, while they were peacefully minding their own business on a Sunday morning. They totally wiped out, killed a bunch of our people, sunk a bunch of our ships. We went over there, wreak all kinds of damage on them. Well deserved, I am sorry, some of you won't agree. And then what do? Because we're such mean, nasty, terrible people, we helped them rebuild. Isn't it terrible? We're just nasty people, aren't we? I mean, seriously. So then we're going to have on the show, too, we're going to have some of your favorites, right? People that we have on a regular basis, you know, Kimberly Marin and David Bigo and a few others, to talk about their Thanksgiving traditions, if you would, what they're thankful for, what they've got going on, because I think that's important. Look, all you ever hear is people talking about politics, right? Can we put politics aside a little bit? Just a tad. And let's talk about the day. Let's really talk about what we need to be. I've already gone through this. I'm just going through this again. But I mean, seriously, let's talk about I want you during the course of the show, as you're salivating, waiting for some politics to come about. And it might. I mean, I can't control myself. You guys know that. But really today, you should be around family. And if you're listening to the encore version of this and you're sitting there on the couch and you're trying to get off the couch, don't worry about it. I mean, seriously, on Black Friday or whatever they're calling it, I'm sure somebody will figure that's a racial slur or something. But on Black Friday, hang out, right? There's plenty of leftovers. Look, when they say they want to go shopping, see you later, have fun, right? Get yourself, you can heat all that back up again. I'm a bit of a freak. You know, and I'm of Italian descent, so I love lasagna. I love all that because that's the stuff that I had on Thanksgiving Day. Everybody celebrates the way they do. I'm sure everybody's got their own food. I had some Muslim friends tell me they, you know, when they came here, they really didn't get it, and then they started getting into turkey, and then they realized later on they could add their own foods. That's what we did as Italians. We added our own food, lasagna, and the whole nine yards. But when it comes to the turkey stuff, I love going to have a turkey meal somewhere at home too. And I got a little bun, and I want to put the turkey meat in there, and I want to put everything. I don't care what it is, cranberries, stuffing, whatever you make, I'm going to shove it in a bun and eat it. I love the sandwich portion of it. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I really do. If you're picking up bits and pieces on Thanksgiving Day, shame on you. Go back in and hang out with the family, seriously. Or if you have to work, I hope they brought you some food. I'm with you today, you know. If you got anything you want to send to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You'll be hearing about some of the traditions in a few minutes. But remember, there's a positive history here. We're not all bad. We're not all terrible and negative and nasty. I hate that. Anyway, hey, go grab some of the ink. I got a lot more to say. Well, you already know I got a lot more to say.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm your host, Joe Messina. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate the time you spent with me, the time you spent on the air, in the chat room. Now, I don't even know if we have a chat room on today. It's a pre-recorded show. I want to be with my family on Thanksgiving. I don't know why you're listening to this show today, other than the fact that you maybe want to be a little informed, which is good. I'm good with that. Really. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the show, on the air, in the chat room. And, you know, have a great day today. Really, enjoy your family. I'm just trying to give you some information, share some happy stories with you about Thanksgiving. I remember Thanksgiving as being a day of gorging oneself. There you go, not gouging, gorging oneself. Just a bunch of pigs in my family. Again, like I said, we are celebrating Thanksgiving today. And if you didn't catch the first part of the show, you may want to go back and grab the podcast because I did talk very much about the history of Thanksgiving and the truth behind Thanksgiving. But I've asked some of the guests that have been on the show here before to kind of share a Thanksgiving memory or talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what it means to them. And I've asked David Bigo to be on the line with me. David's a frequent guest of the show and a good guy. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not just doing that Hollywood thing. I believe David to be a good man and a man who cares about his employees and cares about this country. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it on this, what I think is a special holiday in this country.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Just tell the listeners, you know, share some things with them about Thanksgiving and some memories you have and, you know, why the day is important. I think it's important no matter what's gone on in your life, but share some memories from that day.
Well, you know, Joe, as a kid, I can always remember going over to my mom's house, her mom and dad's house, and all the family being over there and, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving dinner together and the camaraderie and being together as a family. And it was just a special time in that, and especially since on my dad's side of the family, his dad died early and there wasn't much of a family. So on my mom's side, it was a special, very close-knit group, and I can remember us all celebrating in that, and just a great time. And today we do the same thing with our family, with our kids and our grandkids and that, and we enjoy it. We look forward to it. We'll have all of them at our house this Thanksgiving Day. But it's a little bit of a bittersweet memory for me from the standpoint that my mom, who was a big guiding part of my life. If you'd have known my mom, Joe, she was about 5'1" and weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet. But she was a true competitor, and she was a very religious woman. She understood the values of this country and what it was all about. And unfortunately, in 1990, on Thanksgiving Day, she passed away of a massive stroke. And like I said, it's kind of made of a bittersweet memory for me. But every Thanksgiving, I get up in the morning and I stop by the church, and then I go and buy flowers and I go to my mom's grave, and I spend time talking to her, asking her to ask God to look on favor upon our family and this country, and that we miss her and we wish she could be here today to see her great grandkids and that. And then I go spend the rest of the day with my kids and my grandkids and in-laws. And so it's a great holiday to commemorate America and who we are and what we're all about. But as I say, it's kind of it's a bittersweet time because my mom was truly a special person.
Well, David, think about, though, it is still a day of Thanksgiving. Of all the moms you could have had, you know, the wonderful memories you have of your mother, the things she did for you, the way she brought you up to be the man you are today. And I'm not trying to make light of what happened that day, but, you know, you and I both do stories and hear about mothers today that you just shake your head with. What a blessed man you are to have a woman like her in your life.
Oh, I am, and I know that my ability to stand up to the you know, the things that I've had to face, especially in the last several years, as we've talked about on your show, my ability to do that really comes from her. You know, my dad was a great guy, and he was a competitor, and he was a smart businessman. But my mom was the one. I mean, Joe, when she was a girl in grade school and high school, she played sandlot baseball with the guys during the summertime. The only girl to do that, and you know, this was back in the. You think about that.
It took me a second to laugh. I'm envisioning this little woman, 100 pounds soaking wet, out.
And she was just so tenacious, and thank God I have that part of her personality. That and she was on the other side. She was a very caring and good woman. She got along with everybody, and I inherited those traits from her. And those, along with my dad's acumen and business sense and the things that he does, made me who I am. And it's just, like I say, it's bittersweet because she's not here to enjoy our grandkids and her great-grandkids today. But I know she's looking down from heaven smiling because she knows she passed on something that, you know, most people can't. And I appreciate that, and I thank her for that.
That's a great story. And I want to thank you because a guest like you, and other guests that I've had, you know, and it draws listeners to the show. Listeners aren't going to listen to a show that's pretty boring and dull and that kind of thing. And so, again, I mean this sincerely. Because of guys like you, because of some of the guests I've had on the show to help make the show interesting, so I want to thank you. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving Day and keep up the good work in this country with your employees and with your businesses.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you do things like that. We as a company do things like that also during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we do it for children's hospitals during the summertime and that. You know, it's people caring about other people that make this country great, Joe. And I got to tell you, just one short story real quick. I'm down in Florida on vacation. I happened to play golf with another couple, and this one gal was from Greece, and she's living over here now, and we were talking a little bit about it, living over there versus here, and she says, Dave, everybody wants to come to America. America's a great place. And I just thought that was so tremendous coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Shows you what a great country we still are and what people perceive us to be. Dave, again, have a great and safe Thanksgiving Day with your family.
Well, thank you, Joe, and keep up the great work.
David Vigo. And we will be back here shortly. We're kind of throwing me off on this pre-recorded stuff. But, hey, you listen to The Real Side. Happy Turkey Day. Turkey Day. We'll be right back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The Indians were cool. They were like, all right, cool, white people. And then the pilgrims were like, well, f*** you. And so they killed them. And they destroyed them. And they gave them syphilis and stuff. And I don't know. They just got, like, nasty with the sex and the raping and stuff like that. It's horrible.
Yeah. Actually, they will rape their woman. They were raping the Indians. And they will see it as, like, oh, well, you know, this is our land and stuff like that. So it was just the meaning behind it. It's not something that we celebrate.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
You know? You help them and then they, like, exterminated all of them.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The pilgrims gave the Indians smallpox and their blankets and killed them all off and took their land and their crops.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hostage release will have to wait another day.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages. Israel's national security advisor announced a one-day delay late Wednesday.
There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme. Google Maps has enhanced features, including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations and improved search capabilities. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Glad we invited the Chippewas to join us for this holiday meal. Remember, these savages are our guests. We must not be surprised at any of their strange customs. After all, they have not had our advantages, such as fine schools, libraries full of books, shampoo. How? I am Pocahontas, a Chippewa maiden.
And I am Running Bear, betrothed to Pocahontas.
We have brought a special gift for this holiday feast. I am a turkey. Kill me. What a thoughtful gift. Why, you are as civilized as we, except we wear shoes and have last names. Welcome to our table, our new primitive friend. Thank you, Sarah Miller. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk. And everyone loves you. Stop! Sit! Wait. We cannot break bread with you. You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadside. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. This is my pre-Thanksgiving. Oh, actually, this is the Thanksgiving Day. I don't know. What do you want to call it? I can't call it a celebration after that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That clip reminded me of somebody I've got on right now. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does usually every Monday to kind of kick off the week. But, Kimberly, when I heard her and I heard her defiance and her different viewpoint, they said, you know, that's Kim. That's Kimberly right there. How you doing?
I was trying not to laugh. I had to put my hand over my mouth. I have been through reservations, and it's horrifying. And I have bought the bracelets. I wear a Navajo made bracelet every single day from the roadside.
Yeah, you know, you drive up and down the East Coast, and you drive way the way. Actually, even New Hampshire and Maine, you got stuff going on up there as well. I always got a kick out of it. But I think that whole movie is quite funny. Anyway,
I haven't seen that movie.
You have to. You would enjoy that. Maybe you could stick, we'll talk about that. Maybe you could do the same thing with that movie you do on Christmas Day you were telling me about, but we'll talk about that afterward. Hey, so I kind of got the regular weekly guest coming on and telling me a little bit about their Thanksgiving and how they celebrate. And I guess, I don't know, after talking to you about yours, I don't know if it's so much a celebration as it is a kind of a, what do? You kind of hang back in the bunker and make sure nothing bad happens.
No, we did that for a couple of years after my husband was really sick. But no, we're going out to dinner with my in-laws this year. So oh. we are getting together with family.
Right.
We're just going out to dinner. And then I used
to
have...
Wait. That's so New England, right, to go out to dinner.
No, I never, I was kind of horrified at the thought at first, because I used to make it. I mean, growing up, we always said it was at one aunt's house or our house. You know, we switch off Christmas,
sure.
You know,
yep.
All those holidays. But I was horrified at the thought of going out for a dinner, a Thanksgiving dinner, until I did it one time. And it was actually pretty cool, except not having leftovers.
That's true. That's true, but I mean, I know, somebody else cleans up, you don't have to put up with a mess. I get all that stuff, but I mean, man, it's just so different because you don't really get to see the family. Like you know, it's not like you can eat until you're gorged, and then you go lay down on the couch for, what, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour, you do a little snoring, right? You get up, you have a cup of coffee, and you go gorge yourself again. You can't do that at a restaurant. They get really mad when you kind of lay around with your, you know, just with your belly hanging out.
Yeah.
I'll be good about it. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, it's true. You know what I do now?
Uh-oh.
On Thanksgiving? Actually, I'll probably start sooner. Shh, don't tell my husband. I'm going to put up one of my Christmas trees.
Oh, no, don't do that. You saw the Instagram I put out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I went to the store and I was horrified. Because
yeah.
One aisle, they had all that Halloween stuff. And then on the other aisle, they had all the Christmas stuff, right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, really? Is this really what we haven't even got past Thanksgiving yet? What did we just jump over Thanksgiving? Go right. I guess you don't buy as much for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Most likely not. I mean, what are you really buying for Thanksgiving besides food, right?
Yeah, and lots of it.
In reality.
I don't know. Whatever. So, but give me your, I am almost afraid to ask this question, but give me your most fond recollection of Thanksgiving. Do you have one?
My most... Fond recollection.
Is that word too old to use? Your most happy recollection of Thanksgiving. Do you have one?
You know, when I was trying to think.
God, I'm a dead
I told
man.
You when I was eight, I ate dark meat and ended up with appendicitis and in the hospital for a month because the doctor screwed up. So that's like my most glaring recollection
wow.
of Thanksgiving,
I still don't eat. Do you not know what the word fond means? What happened with that, right?
Okay, so fond. So you know what? I do remember when we were kids, you know, all the adults would be together, and we would, like I said, we'd either be at my family's house or my aunt's house, so all the kids would be hanging out, and all the adults would be hanging out, and we actually had a lot of fun. The adults would be drinking, of course, playing cards, saying bad words on occasion. And then, you know, we kids would be doing whatever. I remember one year they put us in a separate room to eat. That wasn't a good move.
No, a separate room? No, you don't.
Yeah, because we definitely had a food fight.
Oh, God, I can't imagine, right?
So, yeah, so... But you know that I used to love that, you know, because you always knew you were gonna get together with your cousins and your relatives and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we on the East Coast, if we were lucky, we had snow and cold weather. I mean, I thought it was cool. You get to go out and play, and nobody the adults wouldn't come out because it was too cold, but you could go outside and play and do all kinds of
yep.
crazy stuff. So. I know.
They didn't care what you did as long as you didn't kill each other. That was all good.
That's true. As long as and you didn't come in every 2 minutes and bother them. That was, but you know,
yes.
I always got a kick out of, I know your favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story, and there's that
yes.
one scene, I guess, is it with Ralphie when they put the snowsuit on him and he can't move? I mean, you basically can't move once it's on.
No, that was his little brother.
Okay.
His little brother.
See, shows you how often I see that movie. You probably know every word to it, but... but that's a true scene for real. I mean, I remember our parents putting all that stuff on us, and you can't play. It's crazy. Good move.
And then you end up taking half of it off because you're sweltering because you're running
that's
around
true.
Playing.
That's right. That's true. That's true. I remember now nobody really wants to hear this, but you know, you had long johns on, and then you had, you know, long pants on, and then you had a shirt on. That shirt was tucked into the pants, and then you usually had something else like over your body, and then you had that big, I don't know, spacesuit. There wasn't a good name for it because it wasn't flexible at all. It was way too warm. You know, like you said, you just kept pulling the zipper down. And remember them big snow boots, the ones that had the clips on the front of them?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Those clips. Oh, that's a flashback.
There you go. See, I remember. And if you were Italian, you didn't have those kind of boots. Sometimes you had your feet in Wonder Bag sleeves, you know, the Wonder Bread bag sleeves. And,
okay, yeah, we didn't have that.
No, you see, you had money. We had no money.
That was, yeah.
That was our equivalent to totes. You know, you put your feet in that, and it made it worse because your feet had no way to, there was no air moving across them, so it was really bad.
How are you even moving?
Wow. Well, there's my white privilege for you.
Yeah, your white right? Wonder Bread. Yeah,
I know. It's just. But it's funny how people, you know, if you watch the Hallmark Channel, and I don't want to give them any kudos here, but you watch the Hallmark Channel, all the New England, everybody from New England, right? They had the turkey and the family and everything, and they have beautiful sweaters on, right? Your big fireplaces in the house. I'm going, wow. I didn't even know anybody who owned a house like that.
My neighborhood, we were all, you know. Middle class, whatever.
Yeah.
We lived in the suburbs, so we didn't, you know, whatever. Yeah. But we did have a fireplace. My father put one in as soon as we moved in. So we did have a big fireplace, and I loved my fireplace. I still, to this day, love fireplaces, even though burnt logs make me sick.
You know, I know you know the area. I grew up in the North End, and I still could never figure out how Santa was going to get down a chimney that didn't exist, or the cardboard chimney that somebody would put up. It's just totally...
Oh, my God, the cardboard chimney! Oh, you just reminded me. I have to buy one. They still make them somewhere, I think.
God, you
remember those?
Yes.
There was a fake cardboard fireplace.
Oh, God. Anyway, you know, it's funny. Everybody has... we're almost over here, but I had a guest on one year, and I didn't ask him on the front end like I did you know, what's going on, and what was your fondest memory of Thanksgiving? And he said, well, Joe, we really don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's my mother died on Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking, okay, this is either a joke or this is bad. That's what's bad for me to do this. Anyhow, hey, have a great Thanksgiving, and don't eat too much, and... I guess you eat dark meat now, right?
No.
You still don't?
No.
Wow.
No.
I think you're a freak, but that's okay. You already know that.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, too. I'm Joe Machino. House, don't go far. A lot more Turkey Day when we come back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. Wait, yes. No.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
It's a lie. It's supposed to be, I guess, when the pilgrims and the Indians had dinner together and exchanged food and gave thanks, but it didn't really happen like that.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Turkey Day, except for the turkey, obviously, but makes me happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But nobody will answer it. I mean, I give it out because I'm used to it, but nobody's going to answer it because I'm not here. I'm hanging out at the house in the magic of radio. I'm able to make it happen while I sit there and stuff my face with turkey and lasagna, because we do lasagna at my house as well. And then I get to sit in a turkey coma for 2 days, and I'm good with that. I don't know about the rest of you, but anyhow, I always enjoy having this guy on. You know, you gotta, even if you listen to the podcast later, we both talk so fast it won't help. You'd have to slow it down, and since it's not tape, you can't do that. Julio Rivera, the conservarican, joins me, as he does from time to time on the show, and I always enjoy his time with me. And Julio, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Yeah. Always a pleasure, especially on this wonderful holiday.
Yeah, you know what? It is one of the few holidays I tell people, whether you're religious or not, it is a day to stop you to think back and think about all the wonderful blessings that you have, the things that are positive in your life, the things that that you couldn't get really in any other country but this one. And your family has Puerto Rican roots, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And, we just like, we love turkey. We love our pork shoulder, or as we call it, pernil. That's like our meat of choice this holiday season.
Yeah. Is there anything like, my parents and grandparents and what have, they were all from Italy. So they came here And, yeah, we had turkey, and we had some of the traditional things, but we also had, you know, lasagna and manicotti and antipasta. Right? You're salivating now.
Yeah.
And you're thinking of it.
Exactly.
But they were very, they were traditions, but my family was thankful to be here in America, and that's what the big part of Thanksgiving was for them, was reflecting on the abilities that they had when they came here. I mean, your family, again, from Puerto Rico, you know, give me some ideas of where your family was coming from, how they viewed Thanksgiving.
Well, listen, this was the land of opportunity, and my parents, you know, generation really, you know, embodied that. You know, they came here with very minimal education. Now, these are not, I'm not talking about my grandparents here. I'm talking about my direct parents that raised me, you know, because I was born here, but they were in Puerto Rico. They obviously didn't have the same level of opportunities with things like education. They didn't even have, you know, barely, you know, they're not even a high school education, to be completely honest with you. They came here. They initially picked fruit in the west side of New Jersey, not too far from where I actually live now. But through hard work, you know, I remember my father and my mother both at times working, you know, 60-hour weeks, drawing as much of that good overtime as they possibly could. You know, and they got to the point where, you know, at their peak, they owned, you know, two houses. They had, you know, a couple of cars, and we lived okay. You know, we obviously lived in the inner city, and it was a little bit tougher than living in the suburbs and whatnot. But they worked hard, and, you know, they accomplished a lot for themselves, given the fact that they didn't come here with, you know, like PhDs and all types of education. That's the America that I think is lost today, because we've lost so much industry. Back in those days, you could just come here and work hard with elbow grease, and there was so much more in terms of manufacturing and those types of opportunities. And, you know, hopefully Donald Trump, and I think we are kind of on our way to getting some of that back, wouldn't you say, Joe?
Oh, I do. I do. I think we're headed back in that direction, and you know, we're seeing jobs start to open up. And look, this country has always been, you know, you talk about your parents, your grandparents, my grandparents. This is still the country of opportunity. And if you work, I still believe, I don't care what color you are, where you came from, whether you speak broken English or what have you, you still have an opportunity to make it and make it in this country, don't you?
Yeah, most certainly you do. And that's the one thing that, you know, these kids that are like ashamed of being American, they have this negative outlook on all things American. You know what? Let me see them go to North Korea, where, you know, a kid got pretty much just beat brain dead for taking a political poster and sent back to, you know, America, a mess, unfortunately. You know, like, well, you don't have the ability to even speak out against your government in these countries. You know, they have no idea how lucky they actually are to be here. I always say this to anybody who will listen, Joe. We won the lottery of life being born in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, we should all be thankful, you know, today for the fact that we're here.
Yeah, think of the dumb things you did as a kid that most people chalked off to you just being a little jerky teenager or a little goofy kid, where in other countries, you wouldn't be on the show with me today because you'd either be in jail or dead. There's no tolerance for it. Those three wonderful young men that came back from China who have absolutely...
Oh, yeah, they're from right there in your neck of the woods, aren't they?
Shut up. Yes, they are. But, I mean, can't even... As much as they hate Trump, they can't even give him credit for getting them out, what, in a couple of days? I mean...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hate runs that deep. You know,
I don't even think Johnny Cochran could have gotten somebody if he was alive out of jail that fast. I mean, that was spectacular that Trump was able to pull that off. And, you know, and come on, like, let's be honest. If they were from that country, if they say they were just typical, you know, your run-of-the-mill, you know, Chinese citizen that was there, or, God forbid, you know, in a Middle Eastern country, they'd probably have, like, a car driven over their hands or something crazy like that. You know, not something like, you know, where you get due process. It's not innocent until proven guilty. These people don't understand what they're walking into when they go into other countries. They think that they have it so bad in America. And it's always, you know, they use their little Twitter fingers and all their social media outlets to complain. But, you know, they don't realize in all those other countries, they don't even have freedom of speech.
No. And they would have, I mean, Thanksgiving feasts. My God, there's no feast there for them. They barely get, you know, food every night of the week. You heard what was it? I think you saw that thing, and we verified it to be true, that fellow that was came here from North Korea, he defected, and they were giving him a physical and checking on him and finding out his body was riddled with parasites because of the way they eat the food, or the only food they have access to in other countries. And yet we sit around and we gorge ourselves on turkey, we gorge ourselves on food. And again, I'm not beating anybody up for this. You know, God bless you. If you've got the money and you've got the resources, then have it and thank God for it. It's great and it's wonderful. But, man, these kids that want socialism, head down to Venezuela. Tell me what you'll be eating.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And how long will you be online to get it? And when you wait on that line the entire time, you know, you better pray to God that when it gets to your turn and you're at the front of the line, they have something left for you. Because a lot of those stores have shelves that are not stocked. They're waiting for supplies. I've seen some hardcore videos of, you know, basically the citizenry complaining and the store people, whoever's running the supplies for the government are basically telling them, listen, we don't have anything. And the people that are, you know, kind of a little animated in their complaints are arrested. And it's just a horrible state of affairs everywhere in the world, for the most part, except for the United States. Obviously, not the entire world, but there's, what, 180 countries? The majority of them would kill to be in our shoes.
They'd kill to have a tenth of what we have. You know, that's the sad part about it. Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to run out of something on Thanksgiving Day or the day before or even the day after. You know what you're going to do? You're going to hop in your car and you're going to go down to a local supermarket and you're going to have to go through all those shelves that are so stocked with so much food because we believe in capitalism and not socialism. You know, and they've got it so bad. I think the problem is, and we could talk about this later, but parents have given these kids so much without any work to be done for it. They just handed it to them. That's how they figure the rest of the world should be. You've done these kids no favors. Absolutely none. You know, I'm thankful. Every year at Thanksgiving, one of my thoughts is how my family came here from Italy. My family had the opportunity to come here from another country. I mean, a true, you want to talk about fascism? A true fascist country, right?
Oh, wow, man.
They got to come here, and they got to live out their lives, and they all got fairly successful. You know, my dad's side of the family, there's a lot of attorneys on. They could have never done that in Italy. They could have never pursued their love in Italy or other places. We've forgotten that. We really have. At least I think so.
Yeah, you know, it's like one thing that they, you know, we grew up, or many people grew up with here, not me because my parents didn't allow for it, but many kids that are in this country right now living very comfortably have, that their ancestors when they first came here didn't have. And remember, I'm basically, you know, what, first generation born here,
yep.
Because my parents were born in the old place. You know, they have a sense of entitlement that, you know, their ancestors didn't have. Their ancestors realized that nothing was free, that everything had to be earned, and that with hard work, hopefully, all they wanted was the opportunity to work hard.
That's right.
And maybe earn something for themselves. And these kids nowadays just want it all handed to them.
Well,
they can't fathom the thought of hard work.
Yeah, your relatives, they just wanted the opportunity to work. They wanted the opportunity to have a job. What a change. Okay, hey, listen, we only have like a couple seconds left. Give you a little Thanksgiving Day message to people.
Listen, no matter what situation you're in right now, no matter how bleak or how hard things are, if you can hear this and if you're in the United States of America, we're still a free country, and you always have the opportunity to make that change, and life will always get better if your mentality gets better.
Yes, that's true, too. You can't go in with a defeatist attitude. Hey, Julio, have a great Thanksgiving. I know this is a little different one for you, but, man, just think about all the blessings you've had over the years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And please, eat as much turkey as humanly possible. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes.
President Roosevelt passed away this morning due to natural causes at a very old age. Do you have any condolences to give to his family?
He was a good man, and sorry about his passing.
President Roosevelt died this morning. Do you have anything to say to his widow, Eleanor?
Oh, wow. Truly sorry for your loss.
Did you follow his account on Twitter, his little jokes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's a funny guy.
What were your favorite Roosevelt jokes? When he would make fun of Obama a little bit for the ears, or?
I like the Obama ear jokes.